Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. We are at Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 1 through 10. We're going to be talking about the law being inscribed on stone. So let's have some coffee. We'll pray and get into God's word.
I pass.
You didn't even let me offer it to you. Just going to pass right away. Okay, well, that's okay. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 10. No, 27, 1 through 10. All right, why don't I? You want to read the long paragraph or the short one?
Let's see.
You ain't even in the right chapter.
I haven't been here for years.
All right, 27. One more page. There you go. You want to read the long one or the short one?
I'll read short.
Okay, here we go. Now Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones, and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones, and you shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with the whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law." You want to read verses 9 and 10?
Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, "Take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore, you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you."
Okay, so there are we got our three questions. A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize? And C, what are we called to do? So A, what's this about?
Law.
Just about the law?
Yep.
What's it saying about the law?
How are you going to get it? How are you going to receive it? What are you going to do with it?
Okay, so when they enter into the promised land, what do they got to do?
Do we got to do something with the tablets and write it down on stone?
Yeah, did you get what he was saying?
Nope.
Okay, so when they go into the promised land, they're going to go to Mount Ebal. And while they're there on Mount Ebal, they're going to take a stone, like an obelisk, right? A big stone. They're going to whitewash it, and they're going to write the law onto it, right? It's a memorial for them, right? It's written in stone. They got to remember it's for everyone to see who would walk by. And they're also to build an altar there and make sacrifices on it, right? And so tomorrow, when I go over this part with Deborah, it will be on Mount Gerizim. And in between, this is a scene that we'll see in the book of Joshua. There's people on Mount Ebal and people on Mount Gerizim and the people in the middle. And they're to pronounce the blessings from Mount Ebal and the curses from Mount Gerizim. But the point is, the blessings come with following God's law. And an interesting side note, historically, the Samaritans think it was opposite. That it was Mount Gerizim where the blessings were and Ebal where the curses were. And that's why they say we worship on Mount Gerizim.
You know, the funny thing is, I think the Samaritans... The Samaritans always get
this is one of those areas in the Samaritan Pentateuch that it's switched. So anyways, the point is, what's the whole point of all this part? Well, you gotta summarize all that and what's the whole point of this memorial stone and the
remember the law?
Yeah, right. They were to remember the law. Why were they to remember the law? For the law's sake?
You normally want to keep the law. You should probably know what it says.
Okay, so you might want to keep the law. You should know what it says, okay? You think there's anything above that or beyond that?
Not that I can think of.
So I think, again and again, it's important to remember that it's the Lord your God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God. This is a passage about the people being faithful to the Lord their God. They're going to go into a pagan land where there's going to be many idols and many other gods who will be competing for their loyalty. And the Lord is saying, no, you need to remember that I'm the Lord your God. I redeemed you out of Egypt. I gave you this law. This is how you will show that you are my people, that I'm your covenant king. And so this, I think this is what this is getting at, is that they need to remember it. And God's giving them practical ways, signs, remind them of this regularly. So the best verse I think I have for this whole section then would be on verse 2. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you set up for yourself large stones and whitewash them with lime. And then verse 3. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God, or just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. I think that's kind of the heart of this, there, to make these large stones. And it's because God promised it and God made it good, so they're to follow him. So that's what I have as the best verse, verses 2 and 3. What would you say is our C, calling? What are we called to do, or how does this show us the covenant, and or how does this show us Jesus Christ?
That we can't keep the law perfectly. That's why we need Jesus.
Okay, yeah, we can't keep this law perfectly, but doth daily we break it in thought, word, and deed. That's true. Good. So there's no point in the law then, right? So if the law does nothing but show us our sin, then hey, get rid of the law.
But the law also is to guide us in what's right.
All right, yeah, so it's a schoolmaster, right? It teaches us what's right and what's wrong. It does convict us of our sin. But if the law is used lawfully, then it's used to teach us the way in which we're to walk, loving God and loving our neighbor. So should I go out in the backyard and start putting up a big rock and write the law on it?
No.
No? What was the point here?
You just wrapped that back around. I just told you what I thought the point was, and then you wrapped it back.
Yeah, do you think it's better to have it written down on a wall or written down in your heart?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing I have to walk away from. It's really easy for me to walk away from God's law, to forget it, right? And my sinful flesh and my desires, right? I want to think the things I want to think. I want to say the things I want to think. I want to, or things I want to say. I want to do the things I naturally want to do. But I need to have the Holy Spirit convict me, teach me, turn me, change me to do what he wants me to do. Right? And so we read it, we pray, and then we plead with God that he would sanctify us. Sound good?
Yep.
Thank God for Jesus, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, because we can't do this perfectly. All right, you ready to pray?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
God, thank you for a good day. Please help us to remember you and keep your laws written on our hearts. And please help us to do your work to your glory. Please help all of us to have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you as you seek to glorify him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. And when you fail, and we all do, we know that there is a Redeemer for God's elect, the Lord Jesus Christ. So trust in him. Have joy that your Father in heaven receives you because of him. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.